I've appreciated the privilege of being in this meeting, enjoyed it very much. We certainly need the Lord's help today. I'd like to share with you a story from the business world. Steve Jobs was a man with a vision. He was very particular about the products Apple developed and very particular about the people who worked for Apple. About 20 different people were interviewed to be chief executive officer, but Steve rejected every one of them. Then Steve met John Sculley, and Steve offered John the job. But John was already CEO of Pepsi, and he turned the job down. He didn't want to go to work for Apple. But Steve and John continued to meet, and one day Steve asked John this question. Do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life? Or do you want to come with me and change the world? John Sculley ended up accepting the Apple offer, and Apple went on to become one of the most valuable companies in the world. Quite a question, and it moved John Sculley. Do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life? Or do you want to come with me and change the world? Our Lord and Savior came to this world, and he called men. And you might consider that he asked a similar question, in a sense. Do you want to continue doing the things you're doing? Or do you want to come with me and change the world? Yes. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4. And verse 18. Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. Can you imagine men busy at their work, and some stranger comes along and says, follow me? Most men would probably hardly even look up. They're busy. They just keep right on doing their work. But there was something different about Jesus. There was something about him that apparently they already knew. There was something about Jesus that was very powerful. He saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw two other brethren, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And immediately they left the ship and their father and followed him. Peter received a call from the Lord. And think about the privilege. 12 apostles out of the entire population of the earth throughout all history having this opportunity to be apostles with the Lord. Now, which would you rather do? Stay with your nets? Stay with the fishing? Or leave that behind and have one of the most honored positions for all mankind in all history? Peter had many wonderful experiences with the Lord. He walked with the Lord. They would walk from village to village. He got to see the expressions on his face. They got to commune heart to heart, talked with the Lord. What a privilege. Peter witnessed miracles. Jesus turned water into wine. Would you like to be able to witness something like that? Well, what if Peter had stayed behind with his nets and his fishing? He would have missed. something as amazing as that. Peter had the opportunity to walk on water. Anybody here like that? I think that would be amazing. Peter had that experience because he left something behind and he followed the Lord. Peter was privileged to go up to the Mount of Transfiguration and witness the Lord, and his countenance became whiter than Fuller's soap, I believe it says. Peter witnessed our Lord speaking with Elias and Moses. Anybody here seen Elijah or Moses? Amazing. What an opportunity. I wouldn't want to trade that for I don't know what. What if Peter had decided that day, no, I'm doing well fishing. Go find somebody else. He would have missed that opportunity. Peter saw the enemies of the Lord attacking the Lord. And he witnessed a fulfillment of the prophet that his voice would not be heard in the streets, that he would not strive, whatever that prophecy says. Peter witnessed this lamb being led to slaughter and how he reacted to his enemies. What a privilege to be with the Lord and to witness this kind of a man, this type of grace that Jesus had. Peter was one of the ones that was sent two by two to cast out devils, to heal the sick, to preach the gospel. What an amazing commission. What a privilege to be a part of that group. Well, then some really discouraging events took place. And the Lord was arrested and given a joke of a trial and condemned to death. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26. When they had sung, verse 30, when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Then saith Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Verse 69. Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, thou wast also with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, this fellow also was with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. There was something powerful about the words of Jesus. And I believe in another account it says Jesus turned and looked at him. There must have been something gripping in that look. Peter went out and he wept bitterly. I am so glad that God is a God of second chances. Well, times were discouraging. Peter witnessed the Lord being crucified. No doubt he witnessed the carrying of the cross, the laying of whip on his back. Those were discouraging and difficult times for a man that had grown to love the Lord, that had walked with him, spent time, learned from him, asked him questions. What do you do when you get discouraged? It's easy to go back, isn't it? John chapter 21 and verse 3. Remember, Peter was a fisherman. And that's what Jesus found him doing when Jesus came and called him the first time. John 21 and 3, Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. In other words, perhaps I'm going back to the life I had lived before. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. Isn't that interesting? I'm going back fishing, and it didn't work out. In fact, this sounds like the first time that Jesus came by and called Peter. They were coming up empty-handed. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Why do you suppose the Lord did that for those disciples that day? Was it so that they would be encouraged in their pursuit of fishing? So that their business would succeed and they would have enough income to continue in the fishing business? I believe it was because the Lord wanted to show them, look, you're coming up empty-handed. All it takes is the Lord. Let me show you how to do it. Just cast it on the other side. Did you know the Lord made the fish in the sea? Did you know that he made the fish in all the other oceans of the earth? That not only did he do that, he created the universe. See, God is a God of abundance. We can get very limited. We can get very focused on our little sphere and lose sight of how much more God has at his disposal, like we were hearing about this morning. I believe the Lord was partly trying to open up their eyes to the abundance that is available by obedience to him. Let's go to Luke chapter 5 and verse 4 through 9. This is the calling of Peter to begin with. Luke 5 and 4, now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let your nets down for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word will I let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him at the draught of fish which they had taken. So was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not. From henceforth thou shalt catch men. And they had brought, when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. So I think Jesus partly was bringing a flashback. Peter, you remember this happened before? You were out there fishing all night, and all I did was say, cast your nets on the other side, and they had this draught of fish. It brought back some memories. Wait a minute, I was called before. I was fishing before. I was coming up empty-handed in life before. And the Lord came along and showed me an abundance. I imagine that brought some emotions back to them. That reminder of their first call. Now let's go back to John chapter 21 and verse 7. John 21 and 7, therefore that disciple whom Jesus loves saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. And as soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. For all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou? Knowing it was the Lord. Do you suppose they felt a little guilty that day? They were back to fishing again. And here comes the Lord and gives them the call again. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them and fish likewise. Verse 15, so when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. You suppose it touched Peter's heart? Peter, I called you to a very important job. You're back here fishing again. Do you love me more than this career? Feed my lambs. See, there's something more valuable in life, Peter, than 153 fish. There are lambs out there that need to be fed. He saith unto him the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? Why do you think Jesus asked him three times? Peter denied the Lord three times, didn't he? And I think there may be a connection there. Peter, you denied me three times. Now I want your confession three times that you love me more than these. Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee where thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying the death, by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. Peter obeyed the call. I am glad God gives us another chance. Consider the ministry of Peter. It said one day about 3,000 were saved. That was under Peter's preaching. Peter passed by, and I believe the shadow of him brought healing in people that needed it. He worked miracles. He followed the Lord and indeed help change the world. Do we appreciate Peter today? Have his words been an encouragement to us today? Are you glad that Peter decided, I'm leaving the nets behind? Are you glad that he got a vision of something more valuable than earthly gain? How about us today? What kind of vision do we have in life? Young men, is it the pursuit of pleasure, of career, of money? What is valuable to us? There's something so much greater in life. I thought about the temptation of Jesus. If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Satan, there is something more valuable in life than the bread that sustains the body. I have a great commission in this world. I have the will of my Father to execute. And I love these sheep more than I love my own physical needs. Just bow down to me and I'll give you all the glory of the kingdoms of the earth. Satan, there is something more important to me than glory of this earth, than power over men. There is something more valuable to me. See, there are men to be saved. It isn't about what I can accomplish, what kind of power I can get to, the glory of men, the honor of men. But there's a greater mission in life than that. And Peter, do you love me more than these? Let's turn to Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14 and verse 16, a certain man made a great supper and bade many and sent his servants at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and shewed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of these men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Come to my supper, oh, but I have bought a piece of land. Lovest thou me more than these? I've bought oxen and I must try them. I've married a wife. Do you love me more than these? Follow me. You know, the enemy will bring us many excuses in life of reasons not to follow the Lord, or perhaps just to not be as consecrated as we ought to be. And the question for us today is, lovest thou me more than these? Think of the potential, the blessing of the Lord, the abundance of fish that the Lord can provide, the value of the souls of men compared to the value of fish and chips and nets, the value of your family loving God and making it to heaven compared to your success in a career. The value of an abundant, full life from with joy from heaven compared to the pleasures of sin that only last for a season, and they are gone. So I ask you today, do you love the Lord more than these? If so, follow him. I know there will come discouraging times. There will be times that you feel like you don't have the strength to go on. You've had all you can take. The question remains, lovest thou me more than these? God, help us to love him with all of our hearts, to love his work, to love the results of following him, to recognize if I leave these nets behind, you know what? The Lord can provide new nets if I need new nets. If I stay here and fish, I may continue to have empty night after empty night. My life will be unfulfilled. But even if I become the richest fisherman in Galilee, what value is it at the end of life? If, like the song says, nothing but leaves I have gathered, nothing but worthless leaves, when from the field of harvest others bring golden sheaves. I hope this has been a challenge to you, an encouragement to love the Lord more than anything that this world has to offer.